Central Maine Power is proposing a multi-million dollar effort to improve the resilience of its electricity distribution system in Maine. And as Fred Bever reports, the company will make some early investments in northwestern Maine after a complaint was filed by customers in that area.
As part of a request to state regulators for a new five-year rate plan, CMP is proposing an aggressive ground-to-sky tree trimming program along its 12 worst-performing circuits. It's also proposing other investments to harden those lines, such as stronger poles, coated wires, and additional feeder circuits to hedge against failures related to storms. The Public Utilities Commission has yet to weigh in on the merits of that plan and a budget, but this week the commission did approve a sort of down payment on the program, some $7 million for 5 years' worth of work between Jackman, Carrituck, and Dover Foxcroft. The Reverend Darian Sawyer, a Jackman pastor, initiated a complaint that got the ball rolling. He says he is hopeful that CMP's response will end an era of frequent outages in his area.
I'm concerned for those elderly people and people who are on breathing machines and things like that, because these longer outages really take a toll on them.
As part of its plan, CMP will trim back hazard trees outside of the utility's right-of-way through an agreement with the Weyerhaeuser Company, the adjoining landowner. And CMP will make other investments as well.
And that will be a big improvement. They're also going to upgrade the wire to what they call tree wire, so that if a little branch falls on it, it won't shut the power off. It's insulated so that it can keep on going.
State regulators agreed to CMP's proposal to use unspent funds in its tree trimming budget to cover some of the efforts. But how the rest of the Jackman area work or the rest of CMP's budget for the overall resiliency proposal will be financed won't be determined until after the work is done. Only then will the Public Utilities Commission determine whether the investments were prudent, and if so, that's when CMP can recover the costs from its customers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.